Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Partners. Our focus today are on the cities of Colton and Arrowbear. God, we declare you are the Lord of Colton and Arrowbear. You are the king of these people. You are the light in their darkness. You are the hope to the hopeless, the peace to the restless. Jesus, and we pray for workers in the harvest as you instructed us. We declare the harvest is great in the cities of Colton and Arrowbear, but the workers are few. We pray to you, Lord, that you who are in charge of the harvest will send more workers into your fields, that you would embolden every believer in these communities to share the gospel unashamedly, knowing it is the power of God to save and transform lives. We thank you and lift up Arrowbear that comes from the land of Lake Arrowhead on one end and Big Bear on the other because it's halfway between them. We thank you for the home of the Arrowbear Music Camp that has been in operation since 1942, helping people of all ages learn to play music. We thank you that the crime has decreased, but it is the same as Running Springs at C-. We do pray that it's at the violence at D+ and property D and others at A-. So we pray the theft at 15% will decrease and burglary at 5% will also decrease. We pray protection, wisdom, and divine understanding on how to handle things when there are fires and with the water issues, especially at Big Bear Lake and even at Arrowbear Lake with the Arrowbear Fire Department and County Water District. We lift up Colton. And we pray, God, that both Colton and Arrowbear will have citywide revivals and citywide prayer events combined with the cities nearby. For Colton, that's almost 54,000, that it would have its own, surrounded by all the major cities of Bloomington, Grand Terre, San Bernardino City, and Loma Linda. We pray, God, its crime grade is D, that it would improve. We pray for their issue of theft at 17 and vehicle at 6, that it would improve in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, that they would decrease in number and that the people in the community would share the gospel and people's lives would be transformed as a result. The city would change. We know that the Colton City Crips, a gang that's very active, is in Colton, has been around for quite a while, along with the Colton East Side. We pray they are dismantled. We pray, God, that they will diminish, seek to go elsewhere and not find anything to do in Colton that they like, despite the fact they've been around there and have their name attached to it. We pray their name is stripped from the city of Colton, that they would come to know Jesus, be delivered from everything that got them to be involved with it, and there would be a domino effect as different leaders get saved. We pray for the recent news that a driver on DUI was arrested after they struck and killed a 19-year-old pedestrian. Father, we pray for safety over their city highways and byways. Now, Lord, we just praise you and thank you that you are the Lord and God over these communities and that you will do such a work that we will just stand in awe and give you a standing ovation for all that you're going to do in these communities. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take authority to end confusion, strife, and disorder. We call all things into divine order and under the subject of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there be a release of the fear of the Lord, light and truth over them, that there be an end to prostitution, rape, theft, murder, and all violence, that their walls of the cities will be called salvation and their gates praise. Let your love, O God, be poured out by your Holy Spirit so that the people would have an encounter with you, Heavenly Father, and know that they are valued, esteemed, and loved by you. May their economic conditions and commerce be healed and that there would be no lack of good paying jobs, affordable housing, and provision for the necessities of life. In Jesus' name.